Hi, this is Susie from In His Shoes Ministries. What you're about to listen to is an episode of The Next Step with Father Vosgen. We thank you for downloading or picking up a CD copy of this audio broadcast. Here, Father Vosgen provides a very distinctive and consistent voice for Armenian Orthodoxy. It is the means for providing people an intelligent and practical answer to life's difficulties, based on the solid principles of love, faith and hope is expressed by our Lord Jesus Christ. We produce these shows every week for a vast audience, which includes those who are searching for practical and deeper applications of faith, to disenfranchised members of the church community, and of course, the neophyte, those who are discovering truths in ancient orthodoxy. These broadcasts are available every week, free of charge, either as a podcast at epostle.net, Apple iTunes Store, and now on Blueberry. Our commitment at epostle.net is to provide a medium for apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe. So we invite you to turn up the volume and get ready to take the next step.
We know how to start these shows or what? Hey, welcome to the next step, the Christmas edition, the solstice, the winter solstice edition of the next step. This is Father Vosgen, priest of the Armenian Church, welcoming you and inviting you to kick back right now as we look into the very fabric of our life, viewed through the lens of ancient Armenian Orthodoxy. We call that Orthodoxy, and we're just happy to be celebrating today. The next step is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission and brought to you by the cool folks at epostle.net. Well, the lady told you what it's all about. So let's get ready and take the next step. Oh, can you tell how excited I am over here? I hope you are just as excited. It is a wonderful time of year. Yes, we are celebrating today. I'm excited, first of all, because it's the Christmas season. I am listening to Christmas carols ad nauseum. I can't even say ad nauseum this year. I mean, I'm enjoying them. I know it's probably a sign of age. It is just so wonderful just listening to all these Christmas carols. I'm listening to solstice tunes because today happens to be the winter solstice, and we are celebrating the birth of the sun. S-U-N sun, that is. Yes, the birth of the sun. It is the winter solstice. I'm not even embarrassed or scared to say it. Yes, a priest of the Armenian Church celebrating the birth of the S-U-N sun, the winter solstice. Can you tell we're high energy today? Why not?
The clan song that you hear, yeah. 7 days blue, the seventh time. Half the lads are pretty in a line. Bring out these bells, ring out, ring solstice bells, ring.
Could you not get excited about an event like the solstice? The days are getting longer. Yes, for us in the northern hemisphere. I know, it's not fair for you people in the southern hemisphere. Now, I want to do a shout out for all of you that wrote in. Especially, we have a neophyte out in New Zealand. Her name is Karen. Want to say hello to her. And want to say hi to everybody in Armenia who's tuning in to us on Friday. I know it's we come out on Thursday over here on the West Coast, Pacific time zone, and we get some great correspondence from people in Armenia. Want to do a shout out to Aram, who is listening every Friday morning, he says, in Armenia, and want to do a shout out to all of you in the South American. I know you guys are the real Americans, aren't you? We're in the north. Anyway, to the South American flock over there, want to just say hi to everybody. But here in the northern hemisphere, we are celebrating the birth of the sun. And I got to tell you that is exciting, first of all, because the days get longer. And believe it or not, this is what the early people used to do. They'd celebrate the days getting longer. And somehow the Christians came along, and I'll tell you about it in a little bit. And they came along and they took over that feast and made it into Christmas. So if you are in the Armadox tradition and you want to celebrate January 6th, you know that, hey, we're doing the January 6th thing too. But we are also doing the December 25th thing. Now you're saying, what's going on? Who is this guy? Why is he talking about all this stuff? Well, let me back up. First of all, we've got a great show for you today. I'm going to be reflecting about what's going on in my life, about the outreach, about how Christ love, that's what it's all about. It's not about people. It's not about little scenes and mangers. It's not about stars in the sky flashing. It's all about love. I'm going to talk to you about how love is touching people and changing people. I mean, if you could leverage this power of love, you don't need the wars. Speaking of wars, I am so disappointed. Last week, I came on this podcast and I said, the war is over. I mean, I was so excited. That morning, we got word that the war was over. I mean, a week has gone by. Nobody's talking about it. There's no excitement about it. I was talking to a good friend of mine, Chris, he's an attorney, and I was saying, what happened? I mean, you know, there was so much protest against Vietnam, and we grew up in that protest, and then now here we are in Iraq, and yeah, definitely there was some protest movement, but you don't hear people talking against the war and everything. And he said, well, it comes down to, well, there's no draft right now here in America. And it is an interesting idea, isn't it? It's true. It's so personal. When there's a draft, when you're in danger, when your children are in danger, you get up there. But when if somebody else, when you're getting paid for it, people are getting paid to go fight, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's just a war. No one's taking into account the millions of lives that have been influenced and have been impacted and have been destroyed, devastated, because of not only this war, but all wars. See, we come up at the end of wars and we give this casualty list. We say it cost us this much. We come up with numbers. It cost us this many lives, this many things. But that's just only a fraction of it, because you've got to remember that there are lives that have been destroyed and devastated, and you're not going to feel that impact for many, many years. Think about the Armenian situation. Okay, Armenians have had a genocide which took place 95 years ago, and still you're feeling the impact of it. When you talking about issues of justice, injustice, when you're talking about world situation. I mean, think about a war taking place in Iraq, a war taking place in Afghanistan. Well, a war taking place anywhere. I mean, think about the history of the world. It's cluttered, it's filled with one war after the next. And you know, I know history is written by the victors, right? People who are victorious, they're the ones who write history. So somehow that's the way you're going to perceive life. And you see all these wars taking place. And well, it's the victory people, the people who are there for victory. And they're the ones, right? They're the ones who are writing, well, what we come to learn as the story of humanity. And there is another story. There is another story that we're not talking about. And think about right now. We're celebrating Christmas, right? The reason why I gave so much time for the winter solstice. Okay, you know, it's the birth of the sun, the S-U-N, sun. And you know, early on in Christian history, the birth of Jesus Christ was celebrated on January 6th. And of course, you know, in the Roman Empire, there was this feast of Saturnalia, the feast of the winter solstice. And the king changed. The emperor changed the date to December 25th for Christmas. And of course, there's the 12 days of Christmas between December 25th and January 6th. So you've got those few dates to worry about. Yes, the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me and all that. Okay, so you've got the 12 days of Christmas over there between December 25th and January 6th. And in Armenia, well, we had a bunch of heathens over there too. But we didn't have the same feasts and same feasts of corresponding to the birth of the sun. And so it wasn't switched. It wasn't changed. So in Armenia, we kept January 6th. And now you've got the rest of the world celebrating December 25th. And the reason why I gave so much time to it this morning is I'm actually seeing Armenian church leadership secretly celebrating Christmas. But on the outside, nobody wants to talk about it. I actually saw this morning, I looked at some stuff that they're putting online. There's not even a word, a mention of Christmas. I mean, Christmas is 2 days away, December 25th. And so to me, when I'm talking about Armodoxy, I'm talking about taking that ancient faith, not worrying about the details of what date it is, December 25th, January 6th. I mean, don't you get it that the Christian who is celebrating life, who is celebrating peace, who is celebrating love, has to celebrate that every single day. Today is a Christmas. Tomorrow is a Christmas for the Christian. I mean, think about that. And when I my disappointment that the war is over and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about that there's an opportunity for peace. Let's try to live for peace. The Prince of Peace is being born. What does Isaiah say? He says, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. You know, when you start talking about wars and you start getting caught up in that metaphor and you start getting caught up in politics, those are the only ways that you can look at life. It's time that we start looking at life through the lens of, well, Armodoxy, through the lens of love. That there are ways for us to overcome our difficulties, our adversaries, through the power of love. And we need to start leveraging it. Jesus Christ did it. He gave us the example. People spat on him. People humiliated him. People even killed him. And in response to that, he turned and he said, Forgive them. I love you. I care about you. And the only way that you can make it in your life is to love your enemies. Is to love. Unceasing love. Never get tired of it. Even when people humiliate you, even when people spit on you, even when people kill you and persecute you, do not fret, because the victory of love is greater than all of that humiliation, than all of that death, than all of that evil. And you got to believe this. The power of good is always more powerful than any evil out there. And you want a proof of that? I'm going to give you the proof right now. I've spoken about this, but it is the cornerstone of what we preach over here in Armodoxy. You look at a small group of people called the Armenians. No weapons, no military strategy. They're on the crossroads of three major continents. You got Asia, Europe, Africa, all these people going through it. And you go back to the Armenian prayers, you go back to the Armenian chants, the Armenian church rituals, and what is the one thing that they talk about? Khaharutyun amenestsun. You go to any of the services, and this is repeated over. Peace unto all. Peace unto all. Why? I mean, here's a group of people that have known war, have known genocide, have known all kinds of evil, and yet they're still talking about peace. They're talking about love. And yeah, you know, right now people have forgotten about that, but you go into the ancient Armenian texts, into the ancient Armenian history, and you find it over and over. And that's what Armodoxy is. It's a call to come back to our roots, to realize that the power of love, the power of faith, of hope, is greater than all of that negativity, than all of that evil out there. That's what I'm going to share with you today. That's going to be a Christmas message, because I got to tell you, I just came out of the hospitals last night where we visited. We went with a big group and we sang to people in different wings of the hospital, and I was completely blown away by what happened. We do this every year, but this year was very special. I want to share some insight and some reflections on that, share with you what's going on in Christmas over here with all of the good stuff that's happening all around us. A lot to talk about. We're going to have a great show. I was thinking about doing some all kinds of musical things today because, we're having so much fun. I told you, I'm enjoying the Christmas carols. How about this one for today?
I can remember back when we were small. We would start counting the days till it all would begin once again. The most magical time that started us dreaming of wonders we'd find. And down from the attic our father would bring boxes of ornaments, tinsel and things, like old family treasures, a wreath for the door. It was almost like we'd never seen them before. It's Christmas, open up the holly and mistletoe. See the salt-colored lights through the pouring snow. Cards to be sent, carols to be sung. It's Christmas. And each passing day, the excitement would rise. When no one was looking, my brother and I would pick out the presents wrapped so prettily and carefully put them back under the tree. When Christmas Eve came, we could finally say that morning would only be one sleep away. We were so excited for what lay ahead that Timmy and I would go straight off to bed. It's Christmas, we'll put up the holly and mistletoe. It's Christmas, see the soft color lights through the falling snow. Cards to be sent, carols to be sung. It's Christmas.
That, of course, is called It's Christmas. That is a folk singer named Melanie from a long time ago. This is off of an album called Yes, Santa, There Is a Melanie. And there's all kinds of Christmas songs. I picked that one out just to kind of put us in the mood because I've been listening to a lot of Christmas carols lately. And I got to tell you, there's some real gems when you sit for a moment and just have a chance. And what's been really nice is I've been listening in my car. I've got like this CD that I just burnt. It's like a bunch of MP3s. And so like kind of as you're driving, especially in Los Angeles traffic, you get caught up and then your mind gets a chance to really listen in on what's going on. I got to share with you a fun one that came my way a few days ago. There was a song when my kids were growing up, we'd listen. It was off of a Raffi album, and it was called Santa. It Must Be Santa. And it was a whole bunch of stuff like who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white. So anyway, my son last year gave me a CD of Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan, yes, doing Christmas. Christmas in the Heart, I think it's called, is the album. We'll put links to all of these, all of the music that we play over here today. It'll be in our show notes. So he gave me this album of Bob Dylan. So a couple days ago, I'm listening to it, like stuck in traffic and you're listening to it. And all of a sudden it came, he's mentioning the name of the reindeers. Now there's Donner and Blitzen and everything. And all of a sudden I hear some other names. Listen to this, okay? Here's from Bob Dylan's Must Be Santa. And listen carefully, okay?
Eight little reindeers pull a sleigh.
Santa's the reindeer, pull a sleigh.
Reindeer sleigh, come away. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, Susan's red, special night, it is right. Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus. Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Reindeer sleigh, come my way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night.
What was that? What was there with Dasher and Donner? What was that? Was that like Did I hear Kennedy? Did I hear Ronald Reagan? One more time, please.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Ronald Reagan, Bush, and Clinton. Reindeer sleigh, come my way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head.
Did you like that? What do you expect? That is beautiful. Bob Dylan doing Christmas, and then he throws in a little bit of politics in there, too. Well, those reindeers pulling the sleigh. Think about it for a moment, huh? What are they pulling? Pulling in an economy driven by selling and consumption. Hey, did you get a chance to see that In Step with Christ that I did a couple weeks ago? Susie told me that it went viral. I'm still out on that. She said that it's been all over the place. But I'm beginning to believe it because I'm getting a lot of people who are commenting about it and talking about it. I think one of the TV stations picked it up too. If you haven't seen it, it's on our Armadoxy channel on YouTube. It's, what is it? Number 48. It's about Christian giving, about Christmas time, spending, and how we're just, you have to see it. It's kind of fun. We had fun by looking at the advertising that comes into your home and bombards you this time of year. And of course, it's to boost the economy. So think about that, huh? Jesus Christ, the giver of life, well, he gives life to the economy as well. People are spending billions of dollars just to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, I want to tell you about some spending that we did, and it didn't require too much money, but it required some time and some of the big assets that we have that we are so careful in not giving out so freely. But I've got to tell you, that's one of the beauties of the Christmas season. People are more friendly and more eager to give out some of that. Here at our church in Glendale, what we do every year, we have some definite programs to get us into the Christmas spirit. We tie it in with the Advent season, and one of them, of course, is the feeds. Our In His Shoes ministry, we go out on the streets and we do homeless feeds throughout the year, but especially during Thanksgiving and Christmas time, preparing the food baskets for families, because it is a family time. And this year it's just been so difficult with the economy the way it is for people to get together around a common meal. So it's just one of those beautiful things to be able to provide this food to families. And as Christ tells us, to do it to people who have no way of paying you back, because that's what it's all about. That's his wish for Christmas, right? That's Christ's wish. It's his birthday. He has a wish for Christmas, and his wish is that we learn to love one another, learn to take care of one another, learn to help one another. And so his wish is that we give to people who have no way of giving back. We also do a blanket drive, and these blankets are, it's kind of unusual because it took a while. It took a while for people to get it, but now they get it, okay? At first, people would go out and they'd buy, because people are nice and they go out and buy blankets. No, we're looking for blankets that are handmade, hand-crocheted. I got to tell you that Susie, our producer, is one of the top crocheters in the market. You got to see her, because while she actually is producing the show, she's actually crocheting too. Yes, I've had to go through it, not only during the Christmas season, but throughout the entire year. She sits in here while she's producing this show, Ken on one end, and actually I've got to thank Susie, because it's the one reason why Ken doesn't smoke in the studio anymore. She got mad at him because the smoke was getting on the wool and on the fibers of these beautiful blankets that she was doing. So the whole idea is that during, yes, Ken, yeah, I'm talking about you, yeah. So the whole idea is that we do handmade, crocheted and knit blankets, and we give them to children who are suffering from cancer. And it's just letting them know that, you know, there's somebody here who cares about them. It's not just somebody who went and bought, but somebody who actually did some sewing, did some crocheting, knitting. And this year, I think we hit record numbers. I don't have the numbers right now. They're going to the hospital tomorrow, and they'll be sent out tomorrow. Record number, I'll share them with you tomorrow, of people who participated. Record number of people who actually sat down and produced these blankets that will go and give some comfort to kids who really are missing a lot of childhood because of these diseases. Also, we do, during the Advent season, what we do is we collect toys, and specifically we collect toys for children who are products of battered relationship, of domestic violence, children who absolutely will not have that single joy that we talk about on Christmas. And thanks to these gifts, these little toys, these tangibles, they come out of it. I mean, we've seen enough to know that, you know, there is a big change. But this is what happened last night. Last night we took a big group from the Inner Shoes Ministries out to one of the local hospitals, and we started singing. And here in Glendale, you should know that it is such a large Armenian population. It is one of the largest Armenian populations outside of Yerevan. And you know, correlating with that is the number of people that are in the hospital. Large Armenian segment is in other words, the population of the hospital is largely Armenian. And sure enough, as we're going through the different floors, so many Armenian families came out and listened to these songs that were being sung, these Christmas carols. And on several occasions, I was invited into the room to offer a prayer. And you see people, and this really struck me too, because having gone through some medical issues, health issues this past year myself, you know that saying, "There, but by the grace of God go I." In other words, any one of those people. And so many times when we go out on the street, you know, you realize that you're one paycheck away from being out on the streets. I mean, you realize how dire the situation is many times. And certainly when you go into a hospital, you realize that, hey, any one of those rooms can contain you, and you can be one of those. And I prayed with so many people last night in different hospital rooms. And you think to yourself, especially when you go into one of them in particular, the son confided that the doctors had given just a little bit of a life to the father who was suffering from some cancer. And you say, what can you tell these people? What is the message that's going into the room? What is the prayer that you're going to offer? Is it going to be just some kind of a thing that you're going to rattle off and just hope that it catches their ear? Or are you really going to connect them to something higher within themselves, to God, connect them to the love that is all around them? And in each of these instances, it was evident that there was so much love in these rooms because of the families, because of people coming together. You know, you look for a miracle. The real miracle is that people are connecting. The real miracle is that they're realizing that there's more to life than the abundance of what they have in their pockets and all around them. And so we go into the rooms and we pray. And in the background is the Christmas caroling, our kids caroling outside. And I thought to myself, what would it be like to be at that first Christmas? Come, they told me, a newborn king to see, says the Christmas carol. I didn't have any gifts to bring, so I brought my drum, says the drummer boy. May I play for you? And Mary nodded. A Christmas carol. It gives us that inspiration. Away in a manger. There's no way that he doesn't even have a crib. And he's in a manger. And these Christmas carols bring out so much. It's what religion should do. It should tie us in with something greater than ourselves. And I thought, what would it be like to look into that manger? What would it be like to be there? To be that drummer boy, what would it be like to bring the gifts to this newborn king, the Prince of Peace? And what would you see in that manger? What would you see in Mary's arm? If not peace incarnate, if not love incarnate, and what does that mean to you? And it was almost like it was divinely given to me last night to be able to tell these families, today we bring you the Christ child, which is hope. Which is hope for a brighter tomorrow, which is hope for beauty, for life. I am the light of the world, said that Christ child. If you have that light, you don't live in darkness. There is no darkness. Cancer cannot be a darkness that overcomes that light. Death cannot be a darkness that overcomes the light, because that light is eternal. That light is something greater than you, greater than me. That light is eternity. That light is what creates the universe. That light is what Christ promises each and every one of us. There is no darkness. And so when you sit in those hospital rooms and you search and you say, you look into the manger and you look at the Christ child and you see light, you see hope, you see brightness, you see life. And there was no great message that I needed to give, because the great message was given. They were connected to something higher than themselves. In each of these rooms that I visited, I gave them only one message, that the Christ child is with them. The Christ child in the manger, where there's no room in this world, but the manger made a room for it. That Christ child is love, and you've got that love in your room. That Christ child is hope, and you've got hope. For what? For tomorrow. For today and tomorrow. That Christ child is faith, and you've got faith. You've got faith all around you. All you need to do is say amen to that. And in each of the rooms, we ended the prayers with that amen, with a hug and a kiss, knowing that Christ is living among us. Christ is in our midst. Christos imech merhaidnetzav. That's how I celebrated this Christmas, looking into the manger. I hope you get a chance to celebrate your Christmases in a very special way. Here's Ani with this week's Bubbles.
This week I've got a very special edition Christmas bubble for you. There is so much hustle and bustle going on this time of year, and I know Linda talked about it a little bit on her compass this week, but I thought I'd throw my two cents in as well. I love Christmas. I mean, who doesn't, really? The trees, the smell of pine, the crispy weather. Yes, we've actually had cold weather here in Southern California this year. I love the carols, and I've been listening to them in my car since November, when KOST started them up on the radio again. I love the excitement, the bows, I even love a little bit of the hustle and bustle. But what are we doing it all for? I mean, what's the gimmick behind all the presents? For some, well, for most, unfortunately, it's just about the consumerism, the presents. People who don't even go to church celebrate Christmas. Even people who don't even believe in Christ celebrate Christmas. It's become a holiday of celebrating each other, but we usually end up doing that by buying a whole bunch of presents for everyone under the sun, and then eating a lot of food together. Right? It's true. We all do it. Even those of us who are Christian. Gift-giving started in the tradition of the three wise men who brought gifts to Christ. But we don't really buy gifts in that sense. We spend a whole month hopping from store to store, hoping to find the best thing for somebody. Cleaning the house, buying groceries for the big day, cooking all day long. It's a more commercial Christmas that's more about celebrating with family. In my family, we try to make gifts when we can. This year it's been jars of marmalade. It's been a nice way to get away from the consumerism. And really, the gift's more about the time that we get to spend together than the actual gift itself. What matters is it comes from the heart. It's all good, all of it. The gift giving, the celebration. It's a wonderful time. It's my favorite time of the year. We get to celebrate it with our family and truly celebrate life. A life that we wouldn't have without God, right? And so, cue Jesus. It's cliche, but he really is the reason for the season. There's nothing wrong with getting into the Christmas spirit, shopping, cooking, going a little bit crazy, as long as you keep grounded. Remembering that we're here because of Jesus. And remembering to own that, too, as Christians. Not being afraid to say Merry Christmas to people at the store. Christmas Eve recounts the birth of Christ, the nativity, the whole story, full of carols and wise men, and even a real live baby Jesus. And then we celebrate on 25th with the family and the rest of the world. We get to open gifts, have our big turkey dinner, and celebrate with the ones we love. 12 days of Christmas later, we celebrate the Epiphany and the Theophany, a truly holy day. It's not about the gifts and the turkey and the mistletoe. It's about Jesus and the message that he brought to the world. It's kind of neat and special, because really, Christmas is something to be celebrated not just on the 25th or the 6th, but something that should be celebrated every day, in a holy way, in the way of love, by showing love to our family, not just in presents, but in kindness, acts of giving, and kind acts of love to perfect strangers, too. It's about spreading the love that Jesus brought to this world, all year round. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. This has been your spiritual bubble. May it float on snowy winds with Christmas spirit to heaven.
Thank you, Ani. Wonderful, wonderful little personal reflection on Christmas. A little bit of Lucy Van Pelt there, too, huh? A beautiful voice. It came across as Lucy, too. Anyway, we are in the Christmas spirit in always, in many ways, and we're just celebrating the day today with reflections, and I'm glad Ani got a chance to give her reflections of what it means and how she celebrates. Right now, we're going to tell you how you can celebrate with us. Here's Susie to give you one last final shot at a little Christmas celebration that we're doing, and it involves you.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? At epostle.net, you can say we're always in the spirit, and we'd like to share that holiday cheer with you. Hi, this is Susie with In His Shoes Ministries, reminding you that your generous contributions have launched us to a worldwide audience. The Next Step with Father Vosgen, now in its fourth year of production, is the voice of Armadoxy on 6 continents. We look forward to your continued support. And as a way of saying thank you to you, our listeners, we'd like to send you the critically acclaimed Spirit album by Gorm Khitaryan. Produced in 2008 in collaboration with In His Shoes, Gorm Khitaryan offers folk medleys and powerful poetry to express Armenian spirituality in the 21st century. We'd like to offer this spirit to you. For your tax-deductible donation in any amount, you'll receive this album, which has touched the hearts and souls of a new generation. Please visit our websites, inhisshoes.org or epostle.net, and press on the donate button. It's safe and secure. Or send a check to the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center, 632 West Stalker Street, Glendale, California, 91202. At epostle.net, we are determined to bring apostolic evangelism to an electronic world. Merry Christmas to all. May it be filled with God's abundant blessings for you and your family.
Hames shekerutyun Du Dartsir in zurekit Du Patmir mi patmutyun.
I want to thank everybody who has taken advantage of this offer, as well as thank everyone who has supported this ministry throughout the year. You know, as we get towards the end of the year, it's a time for us to reflect and think about all that has happened throughout the year. We've gone through many, many different challenges, including personal challenges. And it's because of the support, because of the friendship that has grown out of this ministry, because of the love that we share towards one another, that we've gotten through the year, and we look forward to things to come. But it all comes because, well, we're all in it together. And so let me give you a personal thanks to all of you who have prayed for us, who keep the ministry in your prayers, all of you who have supported us. And we look forward to that constant support. And know that on this end, we are praying for you. We keep you in our prayers. All of the names that we get, all of the email we get, it's always remembered, especially during the Divine Liturgy. As we go up before the Holy Altar, we remember all the names and everyone who has been so generous with their love and their support. Hey, do me a favor. If you enjoy this ministry, do pass it out. Send it along. You know, it's so easy. It's really kind of funny, the kind of emails that I get sometimes. You get people that you'd never expect. You know, I'd expect. Yeah, it's the same people that are so scared to talk about, you know, Christmas on December 25th that they go to all staking pains to talk about other things and then push it off to January 6th. They're the same people that send out those, you know, like the Jehovah's Witness and the Mormons. They have these like cartooned kind of emails. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's like it's very prevalent over here in Los Angeles. You get all kinds of these things, you know, like, and then there's a tagline at the end of the emails. Like, if you don't send it out to 10 people, I guess you're going to hell or something like that. It's really weird. And these people, including priests, you know, I guess they get caught up in it. Like, uh-oh, this came by email, so it must be the next thing next to God, you know? And so we better send it out to 10 people. And they are so quick to send it out. Okay, hey, there's no threats on our side. All I'm asking is, if you enjoyed it, share this podcast, share this ministry with your friends. And it's as easy as forwarding an email, as easy as posting it on Facebook. And, you know, while you're at it, you know, do check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. And let me give a plug for our newest show in the lineup. It's been about 3 months now that it's out. It's called Compass with Linda Zadoyan. And that is also available on Epostle. Let me get you at epostle.net. You know, that's probably the greatest thing that you can do is, you know, pass along that link, because everything starts from over there. You can check out all of our shows, The Next Step, The Compass. We have our two channels, the In His Shoes channel, as well as the Armadoxy channel. And the Armadoxy channel is updated regularly. The Western Diocese puts out a show which features some comments by me. So that show gets archived up there at the Armadoxy channel. It's all available on YouTube. The place to start is at Epostle. And we are on 2 weeks break right now from our regular Bible studies, but beginning in January, we'll be kicking it off again for a new season. We have Wednesday evening Bible studies, and it's fantastic because we do on the West Coast Wednesday evening, which means you people in Europe, we get to join you for dinner. You know, as you're sitting down for dinner, join us for Bible study and, well, share your family with us and we'll share the message with you. All kinds of interesting stuff, exciting stuff. And we are at epostle.net. Very easy to understand. And remember, that's apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
As holy pricks and ivy clings, your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting, let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Some final thoughts before we end today's show and as we get ready for this beautiful Christmas weekend. Sort of a recap of everything we've been talking about, and I think it's important that we do recap. Kind of bring it in like a synopsis of everything that we've been saying, everything we've been teaching, and it's very simple. It's all about love. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of love. Jesus Christ is the incarnation of God. And the evangelist tells us that God is love. So therefore, Jesus Christ is the incarnation of love. In Christ, we see love. We see an example of how we are to live and how we need to live and we must live if we are to survive. That love is more powerful than all of the hatred. It is more powerful than all of the negativity that's out there. You may find some negativity in your life. You may find difficult challenges, especially during these days of economic recession. You may find challenges in your personal life with relationships that have gone sour, challenges that have come about because of health reasons, because of loss, because of death. And in each of these, sometimes life seems very, very cruel, seems unfair. And you say, how am I going to rise? And again, it's that opportunity to look in the manger. Look right there. Look down. There's baby Jesus. Have you ever come close to a little baby? If you've had that pleasure, that thrill of here's a little secret. Okay. And I think if one of the big manufacturers, who is the big perfume, Chanel or something, if one of the big manufacturers took me up on this, this is a multi-million dollar idea called baby smell. If you've ever poked your nose inside of, you know, right underneath the baby's chin, there's like just this layer of fat there. And inside, in the folds of the neck, you get like dried milk, spit, and sweat. I know it sounds disgusting on a human level, but on a baby level, oh, it is fantastic. And we used to have, God rest his soul, a wonderful priest over here named Father Kurkin, who served at, he was the abbot father at Chorvirov, and I had the good fortune to be able to have him as a retired priest and really share the last 15 years. And I want to just remember him because he would always give this Christmas Eve service about how when you put your nose inside of the folds of that baby's neck over there, you know, and it always gives me this opportunity to think about what it must be like. There's the freshness, there's an incredible scent of a child, and that scent of a child is newness. And that's the wonder of Christmas, because there is a babe in the manger. There is a little child in the manger. And that child comes to this world brand new, comes to this world on this Christmas Eve and says, I am here to make things new. The Alpha and the Omega is there. And you have a chance to look down in that manger and to smell it, to be able to see it with all your senses, approach that Christ child. And when you approach that Christ child, you realize that that Christ child is there for you. All your difficulties, all of your problems are put to one side because the power of love is so much greater, is so much more powerful than anything out there. It overcomes the darkness. It gives hope. It gives you an opportunity to live. Don't let evil have its way. Know that the Christ child has come for one simple reason, for you and for life. That's an incredible, incredible gift. And that's the gift that God gives us. I want to end it with a Merry Christmas to all of you.
Once in royal David's city, stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid a baby. You'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stunning yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll love when I tell you. you to take a running jump. You're missing the point. I'm sure it does not need making. The Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? Up your thoughtless pleasures. Remember, if you wish, this is just a Christmas song. Hey, Santa, pass us that bottle, will you?
Well, that brings us to the end of today's show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed producing it. Again, once again, a wonderful Merry Christmas to all of you, and thank you for joining us. Very special thanks to everyone who makes this show a possibility, for all of our donors and our friends, for the crew over here, for the wonderful people at the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center, for the parish council and the staff, for Susie, our producer, for Ken, our engineer, for Ani with her bubbles, for Linda with her compass, for Vadajan for putting together this wonderful riff that we enjoy at the beginning and the end of each of our shows, for Susan, my wife, and Anush, my sister, for all their prayers and their support along the way. This is Father Vasquez inviting you to join us again next week, where we will take the next step.
How many wars you fighting out there this Christmas morning? Maybe there's always time for another Christmas song. Old man, he's asleep now. He's got appointments to keep now. Dreaming of his sons and daughters. Proving that the blood is strong.